17. So five chapters, 13 through 17 of the upper room. Jesus with the disciples, a lot of unique teachings. John 13, serve one another and love one another. We've gotten to John 14 where he said he's going to return and take us to glory, to heaven, and that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He taught us about the Comforter and that we are to pray in his name. We saw that last week. Tonight, he reminds us about this simple truth we've all heard many times, and that is that love is obedience. That is how we show love to our Lord. So John 14, we'll look at verse 15 and then verses 21 to 24. So John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So, if ye love me, it's our title. Lord, use your word now to teach and grow us. Thank you for the privilege of opening it in the middle of the week. And we want to glorify you as we open our hearts and allow you to work. And guide us in your truth, please. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, multiple times in these short number of verses, Jesus equates loving with keeping. Did you see that? In verse 15, if you love me, keep. Verse 21, he that hath my commands and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. So there it is again. Verse 22, 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And then over in verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. So four times in these verses, Jesus equates keeping with loving. And as we'll see, not keeping with not loving, like we talked about last year at family camp. So if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, this isn't what the world teaches. It isn't even what a lot of Christianity teaches. They teach that love is a lot of other things. But this is our Creator, this is our Savior. He says that love is obedience. And that that is how we express our love to our Savior, is by obeying His commandments. He says it many times in the Scriptures, but just as some cross-references, let's look at 1 John chapter 2 quickly, verses 3 and 5. Interestingly, that it's also written by John. So we're looking at the Gospel of John and then his first epistle, 1 John 2. Notice verse 3 and verse 5. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So not only is he equating obedience with love, but he's equating obedience here with actually knowing him as we should and being in him as we should. But it always comes back to obedience. So back to our passage, verse 21, he says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Then as we obey, as we express our love through obedience, Jesus manifests himself to us. That's his promise. So then Judas says, well, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. There in verse 23, and if a man keeps my words, my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So he's saying that, obviously, if you're saved, You receive the indwelling Holy Ghost, which we'll look at. And that's all made possible, of course, through salvation and Jesus dying for us on the cross. But the Holy Spirit is also there to help us, isn't he? As we talked 2 weeks ago, and we looked at the Comforter. He's there to guide us. He's there to convict us. He's there to give us, or he imparted gifts unto us. And he empowers us. And so we looked at all that. And so he's there essentially to help us obey, which is the whole point of this passage. So, verse 23, again, he says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Now, the best cross-reference is probably 1 John 5:3, which we'll look at. But what he's saying here, and you've heard this enough, is that true love is what we do, not what we say. God manifested his love through action. Amen? John 3:16, most of us know it, says, for God so loved the world that he, what? He gave. That's action. He did something. He so loved the world that he gave. Jesus manifested his love through action. Ephesians 5:20 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So again, he manifested his love through action. We, in turn, are to love God through action. And that's where 1 John 5:3 comes in, which says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And as we saw at camp last year, we love others through action, don't we? So, what about the other side of the story? There in verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. So as we are disobeying in our walk, we are essentially not loving God. Now we might be claiming that we love God. We might even be going to church and saying, I love God. But through our actions, through our disobedience, we are actually saying, I don't love God. That's what Jesus says in verse 24. It's very clear, isn't it? He that keepeth not my sayings, is he that loveth me not. He's saying if you're not obeying, you're not loving. So, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. So, we'll have a record of this on these two mediums. We did a study recently, which was super fun, and came up with 157 commandments that we're supposed to follow. Sounds like a lot, but it really isn't when you look at them. So I'm going to quickly go through them. We're to be saved and baptized. That's where it all starts. If you don't get saved, the rest of them don't mean anything. We're to pray and fast. We're to trust the Lord, know his will, and don't depend on our wisdom. We are to have his word abide in us. We're to be receptive to his word. We're to learn of Jesus through his word, to be grounded in his word. We're to resist the devil with his word. We're to study his word and examine ourselves based on the word and contend for the faith with the word. And of course, not receive false teachers into our home and don't put ourselves under the bondage of the law. Relative to Jesus himself, we're to love him above all else. Put his kingdom first. Follow him. Look unto him. Abide in him. Seek heavenly things. Worship him in spirit and in truth. We're to only glorify in the Lord, only glory in the Lord. We're to do all to his glory, to only fear him, to praise him, to not tempt him, and to commit all of our plans and goals unto him. Relative to just walking as a Christian, we're to bear fruit, we're to yield to God, we're to renew the mind, put off the old man, put on the armor, put on the new man, die to self, not grieve the Holy Spirit, put our gifts to use, redeem the time, run the race. Walk worthy of our vocation. Walk circumspectly. Live God's peace and his comfort. Rejoice when we're tempted. Endure temptation. We're to sing and confess our sins and endure chastening. We're, of course, to witness for Jesus. We're to give. We're to serve God and not be idle. We're to be faithful and to watch and be awake and do all things heartily and hold fast our profession and not serve to please man. We're to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Relative to one another, We're to love one another, as we saw in chapter 13, as Jesus loved us. We're to fulfill the golden rule. We're to love one another. Our love's to be unfeigned, and we're to forgive all things. We're to not render evil for evil and not judge, meet one another's needs, serve one another, have peace with one another, be hospitable, be empathetic, be unified, to condescend to men of low estate, help the weak Christians, and don't cause our brothers to stumble. Edify one another, salute one another, don't take one another to court, don't offend one another, mind our own business, and comfort one another and not hate one another. Virtues, there's only a few. We're to be holy, meek, humble, compassionate, quiet, temperate, good, kind, zealous, rejoicing, patient, content, long-suffering, gentle, unmovable, brave, strong, forbearing, thankful, tender-hearted, and sober. We're to avoid lust, blasphemy, the misuse of the tongue, evil thoughts, deceit, lasciviousness, the evil eye, defrauding, hypocrisy, fornication, homosexuality, malice, envy, contention, self-deception, rioting, drunkenness, covetousness, hatefulness, anger, and a hardened heart. Relative to the world, we're not to be conformed to the world. We're to hate evil. We're to abstain from the appearance of evil. We're to choose godly friends. We're not to yoke with unbelievers. And we are to serve our earthly masters as unto the Lord. Of course, we're bound to keep 9 of the 10 commandments from the Old Testament and many good commandments relative to the family and the church and the government. But that's, how's that for a quick summary in 3 minutes or less? Anyway, if you love me, keep my commandments. So go back to our passage, verse 23. What Jesus is saying here is that if we will rely on the Holy Spirit, we can obey. For a person to say, I cannot live an obedient Christian life, they are lying. Would God command us to do something that we can't do? Think about it. If he says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and we turn around and say, I can't keep his commandments. Think about that. Why would Jesus say, this is what I want you to do, but by the way, you can't do it? It doesn't make any sense, does it? He says, actually, I will come, and as he says here, me and my Father, we will make our abode, as it says in verse 23. We will come unto you and make our abode with you in the person of the Holy Ghost. We will actually indwell you and live in you and give you the power to obey. But that's only true if, as we rely on him. Amen? So we know we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're told that in the Scriptures. But if you go to Romans 8:14, God says that we can be led by him. Romans 8, verse 14. But this is a conscious choice, is it not? The Holy Spirit does not take over our will and force us to do anything. But he's there if we will yield to him to protect and empower and guide us and convict us, as we saw. So Romans 8:14, as many as are led. That's an important word there, isn't it? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we're to be led by the Spirit. And then Galatians 5:16, another one. So we're to be led by the Spirit. And then in Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So God says we're to be led by the Spirit, and we're to walk in the Spirit. And then one more, Ephesians 5:18. Most of you know this verse. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But these are all up to us, aren't they? He says, we will make our abode with you. And by the way, if you love me, keep my commandments. Obey me. But I'm going to help you. If you will be led by the Spirit, if you will walk in the Spirit, if you'll be filled with the Spirit, then you will have the power to obey my commandments. The alternative, verse 24 of John 14, if he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. I like it how he turned it around and he put the love not first and then he put keepeth my sayings. So he's saying you can't back out and say, I love God, but I don't obey God. He says you can't get away with that. That if you're disobeying God, you're not loving God. And Jesus has made that very clear in this passage. I'm sure the disciples didn't grasp all that he was saying there in that upper room. But praise God, he wrote it down for us so that we would have it and have just this simple phrase, if ye love me. What a thought. If you love me. So it's one thing to be saved, isn't it? It's another thing to actually love Jesus. And Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Simple and yet profound and such an important truth for all Christians. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for you speaking to us from your precious word. Thank you for your word that you've written for us to guide us, that you've given us all of these beautiful commandments to protect us and to help us live the life you want us to live. Lord, may we learn and know and let these commandments become part of us. So, Lord, that we can love you through our obedience. Thanks for speaking to us from your word tonight. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.